which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast for you for this June 10th, 2011. It's our 463rd podcast. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com, or you could just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. All of us have either been born or raised here or lived here most of our lives, so we really understand these islands, so we can really make this Hawaii vacation of yours just more memorable. We can make the perfect Hawaii vacation for you guys. So give us a call, get involved. You'll be very happy that you did. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be answering a couple of podcast listener and Facebook questions. We're also going to tell you a little bit about some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. But before we do that, have you ever heard of this show, The Deadliest Catch? This is this big hit series that's on the Discovery Channel where they were filming here the last couple of days, and it was really amazing. It was like an on-location shoot. You can see the pictures here. You see that helicopter coming down. It got really low. I just couldn't believe the kind of money they probably spent on a shoot like this, and it was really quite exciting to see these stars coming in. There was a lot of buzz about it, and we were right in the middle of it here, right in our backyard. Lucky us. And speaking of our backyard, look at the weather today. It's gorgeous. We're having amazing weather. So if you're going to be here in the next couple of days, this is what you can expect. Sunny skies, beautiful water, and just a perfect setting for your Hawaii vacation. Hopefully you'll be coming out here really soon yourself. Let's get right into it. I want to quickly mention that we went to the Hilton Hawaiian Luau. This is the Starlight Luau over at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. It's a great luau. You know, a lot of people have wondered, you know, have asked us about it because of the location. Yes, it's a city location. You know, it's in the hotel. It's up on a rooftop, and you're surrounded by buildings. That would be the only negative, but by the time the sun sets, I mean, it's kind of like in the evening, so it's only like, you don't even really, after about an hour or so, you don't even remember that you're in that setting. They have great entertainment, good food, so I wouldn't call this a deal breaker, but one of the great things about it is that it's right in Waikiki. It's the only luau that you really, full-on luau that you can get in Waikiki. In fact, take a look at some of these fire dancers that we saw. These are some of the best fire dancers in Hawaii. Isn't that amazing? And they do a great job there. So check it out. It's the Starlight Luau at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Now let's get to some of the questions that have been come in over the past few days. And these are mostly from Facebook users. And remember, if I use your question on the show here, we're going to send you out a big bag of Hershey macadamia nut kisses. You can only find these in Hawaii, by the way, because they have little pieces of macadamia nut in them. They're really Ono, really good. So get your question to me. It's bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. And if I use it, I'll send you out a big bag of those macadamia nut Hershey kisses. First question is coming from Sandy, and she wants to know, what's the cheapest way to get around the islands? Well, on Oahu, the cheapest way to get around is on our bus system. It's called the bus. And it's simply titled that. You can go to thebus.com, and you can check out the schedule. You can pretty much get anywhere on the island for $2.50, and it's a great way to kind of sightsee and also meet people, locals, and it's a great way to get around. It is definitely the cheapest way. Taxis and shuttles are always more money. On the other islands, you must rent a car. There's really no other economical way to do it. If you try to take taxis or shuttles, it costs a lot of money on the other islands, so really, you have to rent a car. So hopefully that answers your question. It's a pretty common question that we get. Another common question we get is coming in from Carol, and she wants to know, when is the best time of year to visit Hawaii? Well, that depends, you know, what you mean by that. If you mean when is the cheapest time to come to Hawaii, I would say October or May. For the best time to visit Hawaii, personally, I love the first quarter, you know, January, February, March, April. It's just a tad cooler, but remember, there's only a difference of 10 degrees between winter and summer here. But I just like it because you've got the whale watching, and it's just perfect weather, and a lot of times folks want to escape the cold weather from the mainland. So I recommend those months if you're just asking when, my opinion is when the best time to come to Hawaii is. But keep in mind, it's always pretty much like this here, like it is right now, all the time in Hawaii. So you really can't find, there's really no bad time to come to the islands. The next question comes in from Kim, and she wants to know, what is the best way to visit the volcano on the Big Island? Well, I think the best way to visit the volcano on the Big Island, and it's on the Hilo side. Sometimes people confuse that, Hilo and Kona, but you can find the volcanoes on the Hilo side. And I think the best way to do that is also to rent a car. And I also recommend staying on the Hilo side and to do the volcano, because a lot of people, they're on the Kona side and they drive to Hilo. It's a long drive. It can take up to 4 hours depending on which way you go. And it's just a really long day. You've got to, once you get up to volcano, like where the visitor center is, it still takes some time to get down to wherever the lava is if you're planning on doing that. Now you can drive up to the visitor center. The rangers are there. They'll give you instructions on where to go and where the lava is. And I would just make a whole day of it, and I would also recommend staying in Hilo to do it. So hopefully that helps you out. Another question is coming in from Jessica, and she writes, how does a tourist live like a local? How does a tourist live like a local? Because we're coming back for our third time, and this time we've rented a condo in Makaha, and we'd like to know how to experience it like a local. And she's going to be there for 2 weeks. Wow. Long vacation. Well, if you're going to be staying in Makaha, you're going to be up near the Waianae coast. And quite frankly, there's no way you can't be a local up there, because really that's mostly all that's up there is locals. There's very few tourists that venture up that way. So you'll automatically, just by being there, feel not quite like a tourist. All of the restaurants and the shopping you'll find there is all, you know, what the locals do. Now, I recommend, and just in general, the biggest draw up there on the Waianae coast are the beaches. But there's some great restaurants that you can go to. There's a plate lunch place called the Maile Deli, and they have sort of a version of Loco Moco. They have these like burger and gravy burger bowls that are to die for, literally. You probably get a heart attack eating them, but you got to try those out. That's the Miley's Deli. There's another great little sushi restaurant there called Sun Sushi. It's kind of a takeout place, but you can also eat there. They always have fresh, tasty, and really nicely prepared food there. So that's a good one. There's several other restaurants. There's a great Chinese restaurant there. I can't remember the name offhand, but I will email it to you, that I really love as well. So there's lots of good restaurants. Everywhere you go, you're going to be like a local, because you're going to be up there in the Waianae coast. Now, you definitely want to go, the whole Waianae coast stretches about 20 miles from Nanakuli up to Makua. So it's really a large stretch of area. And I recommend going all the way up to Makua Beach and then kind of working your way back, maybe every couple, you know, as you start to experience the Waianae coast. Makua is kind of tucked behind the mountains, and it's kind of a nice place for some private time, if you know what I mean. You know, you're not going to find too many people there. And if you want to get kissy-huggy, or, you know, you want to be a little intimate there, you can do it, because there's nobody around. It really is very, very private. But it's not really good for swimming there, just to let you know. It's not really a swimmable type of beach, so I wouldn't go in the water there. There's also, the other beaches that I like up there are the Makaha Beach, of course. That's also very nice. It's also very, it's a very wide beach. It's not too crowded. And the water there, it's also, you know, just perfect for swimming. And there's a beautiful beach park, and there's nice views there. So I would definitely do Makaha Beach. The other beach that I really love is Maile Beach. That, if you like boogie boarding, or, you know, you're a beginning boogie boarder, that's just a great place for it. Maile Beach is really, really great. Also, our favorite beach is the Pokai Beach there, and it's a really great beach park. They have it's great for swimming, because, you know, it's got a protected breakwater there, especially if you got kids. This is just a great place to go to the beach, and it's really easy, good swimming there. So I would definitely do that. And it's probably, of all the places on the Waianae Coast there, that is the safest place. So hopefully that helps you out, Jessica. I think you're going to have a great time being up there on the Waianae Coast. You want to be careful. Some people said be careful. Some people say that be careful, especially driving at night there. The lighting isn't all that great. Sometimes people drive without their lights up there. I have to also say there's a large homeless population up on some of the beaches there, so be aware of that. But it's certainly not a deal breaker. Be careful, and just you'll fit right in. Don't overdo that you're a tourist, by the way. Just be cool, and you'll be fine there. And the Makaha Beach Resort is actually very nice, so congratulations, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it there. Now's the time in our program where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you, because we're going to go over what things are costing and show you some packages that people are booking. First one is for two people coming in from Dallas. They're going to Maui. They're going to be staying at the Royal Lahaina Resort. They're leaving September 11th to the 16th. They've got an ocean view room over there, and they've got this romance package which includes breakfast daily. It includes the luau. It also includes a sunset cruise and champagne on arrival. So it's kind of a honeymoon romance package. Total price on that, only $2,860. This is a great deal. So you want to you might want to consider one of these packages that bundles all that stuff together. Congratulations to the Bonds family, Christopher and Benetra. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii Nei, and also to Kalei. She's over at Extension 31. Kalei's the agent that put that one together, so if it sounds like a package you're interested in, give her a call at 1-800-843-8771, Extension 22. Wow, terrific deal. Next package is for two people. They're going to be going to four islands, and they're going to be leaving September 7th to the 23rd. Let's break this down. Wow, look at this package. First island they're going to be hitting is going to be Kauai. They're going to be staying at the St. Regis Princeville. This is a five-star resort. Gorgeous. I love it up there. Great choice. Then they're going to be hitting over to Maui, staying at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Another good choice. They're going to be, this includes the breakfast for two as well. Then over to the Big Island, they're going to stay at the Hapuna Beach Prince Hotel. Another gorgeous property right on the beach. Ocean view, and they also have a car all the way through there. And then over on Oahu, where we are, they're going to be staying at the Sheraton Waikiki. Wow, great package. Four islands, and look at this price. Only $6,878. Pretty much five-star hotels all the way through. Congratulations to the De La Cruda family, Anthony and Michelle. You're going to have a great time in Hawaii. This is the way to do it, a multi-island package to be able to see all the islands. You know, a lot of the packages we do here are multi-island packages. And this is the kind of package you really need a lot of help and advice with, because you want to make sure you get the right hotels, your timing is correct, all of the flights match up properly. Because remember, you've got to fly in between islands, so you want to make sure everything is done properly. That's why it's real important to use a travel agent, especially one here in Hawaii. We're right here. We're going to help you plan something like this out, where it can get a little bit complicated. So congratulations to you folks. You're going to have a great time in Hawaii Nei. Multi-island package, that's kind of what it looks like if you're going to do something like that and come to the islands. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, we do this podcast every Friday. And in the meantime, please keep in touch with us on our Facebook and Twitter. And also, get over to our blog. We produce the blog every day for you, more information, and as well as our app. You can find the app it's on all the smartphones, Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, at Hawaii Aloha is the name of the app. And you can just go to the various stores and pick that up. It's free. That's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.